WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively at Coco's. We're in Lauraville. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have instant lottery scratch-offs. We're giving these away here today. We've had a $100 winner at Coco's Bob in Lauraville. We have Marcella's here. She is the proprietor. You know, your mom and her being a part of this. You call yourself proprietor, owner, run the joint, or is mom still in charge? Like, what? You mean a whole lot. What do you call yourself?
Oh gosh, I don't know. A little bit of everything, I think.
Chief
crab cake maker.
I was going
to
say crab cake maker.
No, an owner.
And that's unto itself. Like, that's hard work. This guy here meets owners, and he does things around Baltimore. We love food bloggers, right? Yep. Doug Clayton is a food blogger. He's got an Instagram. It's really long. Go ahead. Baltimore, go ahead.
Charm City Food Adventures.
Charm City Food. Not even Baltimore. Charm City.
Charm
food.
City. Charm, yep.
We're becoming a foodie town, or are we? I mean, have we always been? We've always had crab cakes, so that makes us like a thing nobody else has.
We've had all those traditional Baltimore foods, and now we're having an infusion of international foods that are coming to Baltimore now. So.
Yeah, and like places like our house where you go into one place and you can have 50 different kinds of things.
Yep.
Even like, I'm a Dundalk guy, but I'm a Highland Town. I grew up in Highland Town on Saturday mornings because where the bus went. And I go up to Highland Town now, and I do business with Chaucer up the hill on Highland Avenue. But the amount of ethnic food that you can eat from the Highland Town Bridge to the park, and then if you go up and down Broadway, you're talking mainly Latin food.
There's been explosion.
Not just Latin food.
Yep.
I mean, there's every kind of Asian food, Middle Eastern food imaginable. And then there's just sort of like hipster new foodie things. You're a hipster, Marcel. I mean, one of the things about your place with the crab cake is I'm your Facebook friend. We've been friends forever, but you never share your crab cake on your Facebook. You're always sharing a burger, an onion ring, a coconut tree. You're sharing different stuff. That I always, because my wife likes crab cake. She doesn't love seafood in general, but she loves burgers, and she likes creative burgers, and she likes specials, you know, something that's like on a plate that she hasn't ever seen before anywhere else. It's a chef creation, like your place today. I'll give you, you're Mr. Foodie Guy. Have you had the coconut shrimp here?
I've only had the crab cakes. Every single time I've been here, it's got a crab cake and a beer.
This is what happens.
Right.
People don't get anything else.
Exactly. That's why we try to post all our other food, because we're more than just crab cakes.
But the crab cakes are phenomenal.
Okay,
crab cakes are
enough.
Phenomenal, right?
I have one right here.
But for the person that comes in three or four times a week, they can't eat a crab cake that many times, right? So we do have more offerings.
Well, you're always trying to get me to eat something that's not your crab cake. And I mean, I've seen corn. I've just seen all sorts of things on these plates. And I'm like, damn, Marcella's going to get me down there. And when I'm going to get there, I'm going to get a crab cake. You know, do what you do, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what we all do, right?
That's exactly.
So your coconut shrimp, I'll give you a little foodie thing, all right?
There.
I ordered the coconut shrimp, and your server, who might have been the one $100, she said, you know, they're hand bred. And I'm like, Marcella, whatever you bring me, it's fine. You were trying to pimp out the soup. You brought me cream of crab and Maryland crab. I was in the mood for salad because I got to mix a salad in with all this. Yep. So I got a Greek salad. It was delicious. But the coconut shrimp came out, and I looked down, and it came with raspberry jalapeno sauce.
Yeah.
I've only seen raspberry jalapeno sauce served to me in one way, and I've had it 100 times. State Fair is one of my sponsors. We'll be at Beaumont next week on Thursday. State Fair's partner's Evan. He's got a new... It's like a sports, like a Dave and Buster's in a basement. It's a what does he call it? He's got a word for it. It's a barcade.
Oh, I have to check
it out. It's a barcade. He has in Catonsville. So his State Fair, he serves this raspberry jalapeno with chicken and waffles.
There you go.
So it's a great sort of waffle. You could duck the chicken in it or the waffles or whatever. There's butter involved and maple syrup if you want it. And I'm like, that's perfect, but what else would you do it with? I wouldn't think to do it with a coconut shrimp.
Yeah.
So she brings this to me up there, and like I just push the soups away and the salad, and I'm sitting there, and it's kind of decadent, and it's something you haven't had on your palate before. The coconut with the raspberry, with the heat, with the shrimp, fresh, and they're as big as my head, like these crab cakes. And I said to myself, all right, I want to promote that on the show, so I'm glad I did.
Good,
but
good.
Where else has a foodie going to find that?
I've never seen that.
Well, when I see something like that, I'm inclined to order it.
Definitely.
Just because it's there.
Next time, I'm definitely getting it.
So what gets you into a place? What brings you to Coco? How did you find out about this joint?
I just asked a lot of questions, like, where's the best crab cake? And 50% of respondents, Coco's. Like, it is, it's got the hype. So
what got you into foodieing and Instagramming? And because I've had other Charm City bloggers, I've had people on, and I love eating food with people that eat at other places.
Right,
at the end of the day, you know, whatever your gig is, if you're making a few bucks on this, whatever you're doing, you're recommending places that I want to know about, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
And I, it's like her putting food on here. I'm like, I know the crab cake's good, but you got to tell me more about that shrimp because I want to try it when I'm here.
Yeah, I started a small hobby, just going from business to business of Yelp reviews I read. I took pictures of everything I ate, and became a big hobby, still just a hobby, and it's a lot of fun. I just love exploring new places and getting feedback from everybody. Right. Now I know about the coconut shrimp. I'm going to try the coconut shrimp, and that's how I get recommendations just by talking to people.
Did you find us on Instagram?
Way back in the day, it's just people would talk about you, and then I looked you up on Instagram. I was like, I'm going to come down here. I want a great cap cake.
When we were doing this, Eric reached out to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all.
That's okay. Yeah, no,
I want you to sound good.
I've been coming here for years. So,
nice.
So, for you, I do the crab cake tour, and people are like, where'd you come up with it, the idea? The whole thing really started during the plague, right?
Yeah.
So the plague comes. I've done sports radio since, you know, the beginning of time, 1991, right? So it's our 25th anniversary of the station. So in 2020, I was considering a mayoral run. I mean, everybody sort of knew that.
Right.
And, you know, and this is when Sheila was going to run and Brandon's involved. And all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So I decided to start having these kind of conversations. And every time I would have, we were doing them at Fadley's, one of my sponsors. Casas is a sponsor. Nacho Mama's at the time. Just different places moving it around town. And they all had crab cakes. And every time I would look at old pictures of me with Ray Lewis or with Rod Woodson or like old John Ogden, we always had a crab cake in front of us because I did the show at the barn for years and years and years. And they always had crab cakes on Monday night. So all these pictures with crab cakes. And then all of a sudden, when the plague happened, I looked at all these pictures I had, and every Martin O'Malley had a crab cake, Larry Hogan, everybody I sat with, we were eating crab cakes because we're doing it at Casas or Fadley's or wherever, right? Or here, you know, you're eating crab cakes, right? So I said to myself, what would bring people together after the plague when you're closed and you're curbsiding? And I thought to myself, you know what? I'd sell my soul right now to do this show, to have a conversation in a real bar with a crab cake, and it will lure people like Dave Shine and yourself, money, people, everybody will want a crab cake, and every single one of them is different.
Yeah.
Every place you go, and you know this from growing up here, we got a crab cake. Hey, ours is really good. It's family recipe, you know. Your mother was saying that 30 years ago, you know. It's not just bigger, it's really good recipe. And being East Side, we were poor, so I had like frozen... You know, the hockey pucks.
Cotties,
right? Exactly. Or claw meat that my mom would just shake the Old Bay or the J.O. in there, and she'd gussy it all up with some mustard, you know. And it would taste great, but it wasn't Gucci or Back Finney or, you know.
Right.
It was just what we had on Fridays instead of having salmon cakes, right? And my mom would fry the hell out of them like hockey pucks. So I like them that way, too.
Right? Yeah. I do, too.
So I said,
love them. Like that.
That was my first 30 years of life with those.
Yeah. I'm going to go out and eat crab cakes everywhere and promote businesses.
Yep.
And, you know, last time I came in here, her business was struggling because everybody was struggling. We all had masks on. We're trying to wonder where the other end is. And I kept saying to myself right before that period, sports was shut down. Ravens, there's no fans. Baseball was shut down for half the year. So what am I going to talk about? Let's talk about keeping business together and making the city better. And it's places like this.
Yeah.
It's places that serve crab cakes. It's places that are local, that have somebody that's been there 30 years, that have a mother that founded the place and they're into it. That's what makes a city great.
Yep.
And I think it's a great basis for conversation. So as much as you're out like having a good time and it's a great, hey, you want to support local business, you want to eat something great, you want to be a little bit of a maven and, you know, recommend things to people and then have them recommend things to you.
Definitely.
So the thing for me is I've become a foodie even though I'm skinny because people know I eat these crab cakes and they're always giving me a recommendation.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
looking for recommendations. No offense to the crab cake, but it's not that I've had them all. It would be kind of weird. I had a crab cake. You don't want to hear it. This is a sad story. But I did my 30 crab cakes in 30 days 2 summers ago. Mm. And a restaurant association in Maryland was my sponsor, Marshall, the great people. And I said, recommend some places to me in your association that are off. I mean, I know about Coco's. I know about, you know, all the Pappas. I know. Yeah. I know I'm going to get to all those places. Recommend something in a far-flung place I've never heard of. And they recommend, I'm not going to tell you where it was, because it was in Montgomery County, and they don't know anything down there. I mean, it's Washington. What would they know about making a crab cake? My wife and I were going down to see Styx at the Pavilion down in Virginia, and it was my day, the 23rd of the month, and I'm going to get a crab cake in Montgomery County, and I got sent to this place. And I went. It was really high-end, really rich area, and it was one of those bistro places where they have a little bit of everything.
Right.
Right? And it's all high-end, and it's all... you know, carry out, heat up food kind of thing. And they had a famous crab cake in Montgomery County on the wall. It says, we ship our crab cakes everywhere in the world. And I'm like, this must be good. So I get the crab cake and they put it in a little tin container and I'm going to eat it down at the concert. I said, put it in the container. It's carry it anyway. We're going to have a tailgate. My wife had beer in a cooler. We get down there and I open the container off. I get my fork out and I start picking through the crab cake, and I'm gonna get my fork out right here because there's not gonna be what I found in this thing. And I start to eat the crab cake. Now I'm not gonna do that. I start to eat it, and it started to crunch. Had a little crunch in.
The peppers.
No, I love peppers in it. She comes from Greek folks too, so Greek put peppers in it. I'm okay. I don't. Now, down at Fadley's, Nancy, I said pepper. Ah! You know, I hear these traditionalists. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ah, man, I like me Greek crab cake. Right, little pimento. Yep, I'll eat that all day. I'll put red pepper in my crab meat at home and fry it.
Right.
Because nobody's looking. And it tastes good. And it does, you know. So I'm eating this thing, and I'm like, I got five bites into it. And I'm like chewing it. And Jen's eating it, you know. And Jen's not a crabby person. And I said, they took a chicken salad recipe and made a crab cake with it. They did.
Was it celery in it?
It was celery.
Oh.
And it was a chicken salad slurry. I'm serious. It had nothing to do with Old Bay. It had nothing to do with the sweet whatever you put in here that complements it. It just was, it was chicken salad with crab meat. And they ship these things places. And I'm thinking to myself, No. You know, I came home and I've mentioned it 2 years ago. If you go to the internet, you'll find it on day 17 or whatever. And it wasn't my favorite. It wasn't inedible.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Right.
It's kind of like raspberry jalapeno with coconut. You don't know till you try it.
Right.
Don't make a crab cake like you make chicken salad.
Yeah.
You know, don't make shrimp salad like you make chicken salad. Right. Shrimp salad's got celery in it. You make good shrimp salad here, right?
We have great shrimp salad.
I haven't had it yet.
It's very good.
You know why I've never had it?
Because you always get
I always
get
the crab cake. Is what it, Marcel is here. Doug is here. Tell me about your Instagram, and I do want to ask you, completely off the path, give me a food recommendation. It's going to blow my mind. Give me the best thing you've eaten. Not a crab cake. Not a place I know about.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about something famous that you had that I've already had, right? Don't tell me a Captain Harvey's cheesesteak. Don't tell me Ekeben's broccoli tempura, which I had yesterday.
Damn it.
Yesterday.
I'm down by Ekeben.
Have you had the broccoli tempura?
I'm not.
It's the best thing that passes these lips.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took friends from Chicago down to Ekeben the other day. Went with the Amici's too. Amici's is my family.
Amici's
they're my
great.
I take people to Amici's all the time. But I love good things. I like good menu items. And I'll go anywhere to try something new. And if they have a crab cake on the menu, even better. Because then I can build a crab cake tour. I mean, I can't have the crab cake tour if you don't have a crab cake.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of, ship one in, get me a food truck, do something. But I mean, I love talking charities and neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Give me a place or two, something I need to eat.
Well, you might know about it. A lot of people don't know about it, but you might know about it since you live up north, right, in Towson area?
Yes.
Yeah. Jake's Grill.
Jake's Grill. I've been there.
All right. See, a lot of people don't know about that place, but you happen to be a proximity to us. I think that's why you do know it.
I have been there.
Yeah,
have you been to Woodrow's for barbecue?
I've not been to Woodrow's yet.
Have you been to Heritage?
I've been to Heritage. Heritage is great. I love Heritage.
I always feel bad for the people in the cannabis lot next door because they stand in line at the cannabis store and they have to smell the barbecue.
Right.
It's kind of like putting a cannabis store next to like a donut shop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You have
but
to
then
get
afterwards, they're hungry anyway.
Yeah, you have to get a new hood if we put a cannabis store here in Laurelville. You just put the crab cake smell going over in that direction. It's like being behind a Burger King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So so Ekeben would be...
Ekeben's great.
I would tell people to get
Ekeben. Anybody that's not been to Baltimore, that comes to Baltimore, I should try Ekeben. Like, start with a cart. That's three locations. I'm sure it's going to be a dozen locations in a few years.
By the way, Marcel, I'm going to give you some love because when I text you, you get right back. Steve's ducking me. You're ducking me, Steve.
Steve.
Stop ducking me. Don't
Steve.
Duck me. I'm coming for you. Spend a lot of money. $11.33 on my broccoli tempura. My wife's out of town. I'm going to tell the story because I really want to give him a free plug because place is great and he does good things. And that's part of what the show's about. You know, just... You're great and do great. I mention your crab cakes all the time when I'm in other places because it's just where it is, you know? People mention your crab cakes too, and I'm not going to say, don't go there. I'm going to say, yeah, it's great. Get the shrimp. They got this jalapeno raspberry thing. Don't, you know? But my wife is out of town, and I'm bachelored, so you're going to send me home with your jerk chicken tonight?
Yes.
Right? Because your jerk chicken, she got a smoker. Right? We haven't mentioned a jerk chicken yet.
Right.
I see it on the board. I
saw a
smoker.
I walked
by the smoker. Yep.
Eric makes amazing jerk chicken.
She's got plantains. I'm Venezuelan.
Yes.
My people eat plátano. So my wife's out of town, and this is like, I'm feeling like, what trouble am I going to get into if my wife's not here? I'm like the Sinead O'Connor song. This is Prince song, right?
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want. So
you
what
can
I
go
did,
home and sit naked
I
and can, eat your
I
jerk
can,
chicken.
I shall. I will. I must. So the other day, it was lunchtime, and I'm thinking, what am I going to get? Nothing in here. I don't want to eat anything fatter because I'm going to yoga afterward. I got in my car. I drove in 94-degree heat at 2 in the afternoon. I put my order in. It was $11.33, and I drove down to Ekebin. I parked in the alley like a junkie.
Yes.
I had my chopsticks.
I'm right by there.
I had my chopsticks in the parking lot because you have to eat it right away. They serve it open.
No.
It's tempura. It gets
right.
And you get the sauce on the side, or it'll be a flood in the bottom.
Did you get the sauce?
It's making my mouth water.
So you want to dip it. You want to dip it, right?
Yep.
In this delicious, sweet vinegar. I mean, it's delicious. And it's got salt. And it's got mint, it's got bite, it's just delicious. So I'm sitting there eating it like a junkie, and it's 2 in the afternoon, my air conditioning's on, I'm listening to some music, and I'm in a parking lot in Hamden, and for $11, I'm like in heaven. And I'm thinking, God, this is what I do when my wife's out of town that I'm not going to tell her about. I snuck off. I felt so dirty eating it without her because she couldn't have it.
Right.
And I didn't want to even send her a picture of me like, I'm eating it, you know. So I snuck down there and I said, it's crazy how food for $11
yeah.
and 6 miles when you're in the mood for
right.
whatever you're in the mood for, that food or beer or, you know, whatever that is
yeah.
that you... You get your palate, you know? You get what you want.
I've been that alley many times.
All right, Doug Clayton is here. Tell everybody how to find you out on Instagram. We have food bloggers on the program. He loves Coco, so we wanted to feature him.
Charm City Food Adventures on Instagram, mostly. Also on Facebook and TikTok. We look on Instagram.
You got me. What, Jake, should you give me one more recommendation? Give me a recommendation I haven't been to.
I've been to Taquiera El Sabor de Parque in...
Say that again?
No, where is it?
Taquiera El Sabor de Parque by a Passion Park.
I have
great.
Been there.
It's great. There's like 30 types of tacos, and they have, for some reason, they have Chinese plates, so they have tacos, and it's amazing.
Wow.
And
is it on the Baltimore Street side of the park, or is it on the Eastern Avenue side?
South, I don't know. Which
South
over,
is
yeah.
Eastern.
Eastern,
okay.
Yep.
I've been there.
Oh, you have been there, all right.
There was a place that I went over on Baltimore Street that was my favorite. I hope it's still there, and if I can, because you're plugging places.
Yeah, go for it.
So my wife and I lived downtown for 19 years, and I would say this to you or Nancy at Fadley's, and I've told her this 100 times. There was nowhere to get a crab cake downtown other than Fadley's
right.
for me.
No, Fadley's.
Like walking. I'm talking about walking. I'm talking about like when I have a tourist downtown and we're going to walk somewhere to get a crab cake.
Definitely.
And it's not that Fadley's is that great. There was no second place that was even remotely like a place I would go, right? But we would walk around downtown, which we did. All it's how we stayed skinny. We walked everywhere. We never drove anywhere. We would literally get on foot and start walking east and said, we did a taco summer. And like 17 or 18, after she survived the second time, we walked to different taco places and got one taco in three or four different places and got a beer just to go in and see it, smell it, see if it was spicy. So I've had tacos in... Places, some places are gone now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I ate tacos before I started crab caking.
Right. Yeah.
And some are just too spicy for me.
You're right.
And I'm not a really big El Pastor. I don't love the little onion tacos.
I do like El Pastor. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not Chi-Chi's, but I'm more gringo.
But if you don't like El Pastor, they have 30 other types that are not El Pastor, so.
All right.
I'm going to have to check those out.
Yeah.
Now, have you been to Carlos Raba's place? Have you been to Clavel?
Yeah, I've been to Clavel.
You've been to Clavel?
Yep. He's got a new place. Right. He's opened a new place, right?
When we go out with spouses and we go to a place, we'll go over to Clavel. We'll go get some tacos. It's tacos.
Cool.
We'll go over to Clavel. Clavel's fantastic.
He's opening a new place in Towson.
He's going to get a crab cake with me, and he swears he can corral Steve.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's my key to Steve.
There you go.
So I got to be nice to Carlos. So if you're over at Clavel. So it's getting to know people around town and people like you and people with a dream. Carlos is a great guy.
Yeah,
it's a great story. I can't wait. He's never been on the show, so I can't wait to tell it.
Cool.
Yeah, he's not been on. So, you know, you haven't been on enough. Last time you were on, you had a mask. You're too pretty for that.
Well, thank you.
All right, tell everybody about your place and the history your place and why they need to come here and ways that I haven't even thought about ordering online or like shipping, like things that people need to know that they don't know about Coco's.
Okay. So we started in 1985. My parents opened the pub.
Can I eat this thing? It's
yeah,
stone cold,
yeah, please do. Yeah. And it started out as a little tiny place where we had a pizza oven that we cooked our crab cakes in, maybe about six at a time. And we maybe sold 20 a week back then. And
what made it catch on? I mean, at what point did it go from selling 20 to like it became your thing? Because I don't know when that happened.
Yeah, I try. People ask me that all the time.
I mean, I think I knew you before your crab cakes were a thing, like a thing for the whole city.
Right.
You know,
eventually our customers just, you know, told enough people. It just snowballed. And
your mother does this Eastern Shore with this tomato.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man. Great. You know, when you get a tomato, a fresh summer tomato.
So we ship our crab cakes. We sell them uncooked here as well. A lot of people come in and pick them up and take them home for parties.
I would destroy it if I took it home. I'd fry it. You wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm a fryer.
Well, we provide cooking instructions.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the problem with yours frying yours is it has no binder.
Right.
I mean, like, people that don't have a lot of filler. And, I no offense, but I say this all the time. People say filler. I don't want filler. I grew up poor. If it tastes good, it is good.
Right. You have to have something to bind.
Yeah, it has to bind. That's what makes it taste good.
Right. Like Money was saying, there's no filler. There's
got to be something.
We don't give him the recipe.
Has the recipe evolved over time, or you stick with the same recipe?
The same recipe.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, same recipe. And when my mom made them, now we weigh them because we sell so many of them, and we try to stay consistent. But when my mom made them, it was the size of her hands, because everyone always goes, how'd you come out with 11 ounces? And I'm like, it was the size of my mom's hands.
Huge.
And when she was teaching me how to make crab cakes, I was like,
it's an 11-ounce crab cake.
Yeah, it's 11-ounce.
Not 10, not 12.
No, it's 11. And we weigh every single one of them. And we hand roll them. A lot of places scoop. They use a big scoop and just plop them down. We hand form all our crab cakes. It's very, it's a labor of love. It's very.
Well, and it's out here for foodies like you.
Right.
You want to experience it.
Right. People love watching us.
I experience Liz back here going like this.
Right. They line up and going to the restroom, and it's like a show while they're waiting.
So that's how you make them. That's how you make them.
Exactly.
Well, I love your little place, and I'm going to bring my wife in, and I'm not going to get a crab cake, even though I'm eating a crab cake right now, because
you're going to get the jerk chicken.
You need to go get the coconut shrimp. I'm going to get the jerk chicken.
Yes.
Thank you.
My treat.
Thank you for allowing us to come by.
Thanks for coming.
Dave Rasig and Money was here earlier. We had the Senator Corey McRae began to we're pretty locked and loaded. This is going to be we got a lot of good conversations here today. My thanks to Marcel and everybody, the whole team here. We did have a $100 winner today on the Maryland Lottery. I gave a lot of tickets away. Roz, I need more tickets for the third. My 25th anniversary is over Costas.
Thank you, Maryland Lottery.
So I'm going to Dundalk for my 25th anniversary. It's on the 3rd at Costas. I'll be there all day. And then on the 4th at Drug City, I'll be there all day. And I'm imploring people to bring me things that I've forgotten, things I don't know about. Somewhere in Marcella may find a picture of me, her, and her mom at the Emerald Tavern back in 1993 with me with my Dan Pastorini helmet on. I almost wore my Pastorini jersey today to honor you and him because I bought one on the internet. I have this oiler blue. Because you remember me, that's all I wore. I was an Oiler fan back in the day when I met her. And getting out, being able to do this and have winners, meet people, tell stories. The Maryland Lottery hooks us up. Our friends at Window Nation hook it up as well. 866-90-NATION. We're going to be at Costas on the 3rd, Drug City on the 4th, back at the Beaumont next week. I'll go over to State Fair and get some raspberry jalapeno waffles and think of you. And the Beaumont's going to be rocking next week, too, because they have a great crab cake as well. My thanks to everybody here in Lauraville. We had a police officer stop by. I had folks from a fencing company stop by and say hello that are up the street, the Powell Fencing Company as well. And everybody's been so kind to us, so we do appreciate it. Back out on the road, I am Nestor. Enjoy the weekend and the Orioles and the Marlins and the Dodgers. We are Baltimore Positive, WNST AM 1570. Stay with us. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.